Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We often encourage Christians to pray that people would turn to Christ in Muslim-majority countries. Bruce Allen of FMI says the prayers are working. He gives the incredible example of a Christian in Pakistan named Mullah. While handing out Bibles in a mosque, Mullah was apprehended by the imam.
The imam's questions don't deter him, but Mullah responds in a gentle tone, and he simply informs the imam, whose name is Kabir. He says, Kabir, this is a holy book. It's mentioned in the Quran, and Muslims are to believe it, but sadly, it's not taught much here in Pakistan.
Within 2 days, Kabir called Mullah and asked him to further explain the Bible to him. Soon, Kabir turned away from Islam and began following Jesus Christ. And the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon has hosted its Middle East consultation since 2004. People from around the world gather at the MEC to talk about issues facing the church. This year, ABTS has restructured the event into a series of monthly webinars running from June until the end of the year.
We still want to pursue a discussion about relevant issues for the church, and we want to bring the Middle Eastern and North African voices to discussions of faith and discussions of witness, and the voice of the church from the region to contribute to the discussions that are going on around the world.
Brent Hamoud says the first webinar is scheduled for June 18. Registration opens this week. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Rechunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.